I confess to you, my brothers and sisters, that I am a recovering perfectionist. I struggle with perfectionism a lot. Growing up Asian and being an immigrant here in America, in the past, I often allowed my perfectionism define me. I think that if I could work a little bit harder, if I could do a little bit more, then I can achieve whatever I set myself to. Isn't that the American dream? If you fix your eyes and if you try a little bit harder, you can dream and get anything you want. Yet, I even struggle as a priest. Even in my second year as a priest, I was on the edge of being burned out. Of course, in the seminary, they talked about making sure that you check yourself rightly and making sure that you don't overwork. I said, yeah. Like whenever your parents try to lecture you, it go one ear to the next. Whenever the seminary formators tell you, it said, yeah, I can take care of myself, I'll be good. But yet, in the second year of my priesthood, I was doing too much, and too many things were given to me that I begin to feel stressed out. And I begin to feel the effects of almost being burned out. And then I came to a priest friend of mine, and I went to confession. And then after confession, I talked with him, and he asked me one thing, and it's really hit me. He asked me, when was the last time you really pray? When was the last time you really pray? I'll raise my hands up. I pray every day, but a lot of times I don't, especially when I'm stressed out, I don't put a lot of emphasis and a lot of focus in my prayer. So I felt that at that time in my life, I was praying the words, but my heart was not in it, because I was preoccupied with too many things. And as a matter of fact, whenever a couple, a married couple, or someone who is seeing one another start having a crisis in their marriage or their relationship, I always ask the same question. When was the last time you prayed for one another? When was the last time you prayed? That's very important. We got to pray for ourselves, and we got to pray for one another. If we stop praying, then we stop losing focus on what is truly important. Because we have these two tendencies, to work and to rest. But since we have perverted the American dream and objectified success, fortune, and all the positive quantifiable things at the signs of success, especially with the prosperity gospel, if you believe enough and if you work hard enough, God's going to be with you and He's going to bless you and He's going to quantify all these things for you. So we think that if God bless us and if we do all these right things, something is going to be given back to us in return. But when misfortunes or when things don't go our way, we think that God has abandoned us. Yet, perhaps the failure that had happened in our lives are the invitation for us to focus not on the quantity, not on the objectives, but to focus on the quality of life and what is truly important. And that requires prayer. Yes, working is important, but we also need to learn how to rest and rest well. We are very guilty in America, I'll raise my hands up, that we never know how to rest. Sometimes when we rest, we think that it's going home, kick back and watch TV, watch sport, or turn on something that make our mind not think about work. But is this really resting? That's not resting. Resting is the restful spirit that we all need. resting it the ability to recognize, to grasp, and to live in the present moment? Am I able to rest with the people that in front of me, with the family that are around me, and with the things that God has blessed me? Or am I always anxious about what I don't have, what I need to do? Work is good. I'm not saying that work is bad, but work need its limit. We need to put a limit. We need to put a limitation. We need to draw clear boundaries when work need to finish and when we need to learn to rest in God through prayer. If you and I don't know how to rest well, then we will always be anxious. If we don't rest well in prayer, and if we don't pray well, then what's going to happen? We will always become restless because we're not happy nor content with what we have. We start to look at other people, what they have and what we don't have. And then we start to become jealous, envious, and the likes. So learning to rest is to recognize that what I have, what you have, is enough. That God has given us enough. The apostles today, when the people kept coming to them, what did the Lord Jesus say? Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while. He told them, working is good, healing people is good, but you also need to find rest for yourselves. Resting is important because when we learn to rest, we learn to rest in God. I have seen too many of my priest friends ended up burned out because they said, my work is my prayer. No. Our prayer is our work. Our prayer is the beginning of the work that we need to do. Because in prayer, we abandon everything to God and we allow God to bring everything into fulfillment according to His own time. And I'll tell you, that's hard. Coming from a recovering perfectionist and a workaholic. Because I always tell myself, if I don't work or if I don't do something, that I'm lazy. Then if I'm lazy, then I'm a bad priest. And if I'm a bad priest, then I'm not supposed to be the pastor or the shepherd that God wants me to be for you. So I keep occupying myself. But yet, at the same time, we all do that. Yet, we need to learn time to rest and rest well in God. And one of the sayings that teach us very well, and perhaps you know of his motto for his congregation or his community, is Saint Benedict of Nursia. The Benedictine, their rule of life is what? Ora et labora. To pray and to work. To pray and to work. Working is good, but did he put work first or did he say pray first? To pray and to work. Prayer gives definition to our actions. It makes us become more focused on God. It makes us not lose our identity. It makes us not become envious or worry about other things, but to be content with what we have, that God loves us and He will never abandon us. So let me ask you this question. When was the last time you're able to pray for your family? When was the last time you're able to pray and rest in God? When was the last time that you're able to rest? If you and I cannot do that, then coming to church will become a burden. And other things, I could have stayed home. Because why? Because we're tired. If we don't make the priorities that are important for us, if we keep going and going and going, then everything becomes tiresome. We're tired all the time. Why? Because we haven't rest well. We haven't rest in the Lord. Trust me, I'm not condemning you. I'm preaching to myself because I am a recovering perfectionist. is hard. But unless we rest in God, and unless we learn to pray, and unless we prioritize our spiritual life first and be content with what we have, we will never be happy. Ora et labora. Pray and work. Work well so that your prayer, you and I can lift up what we have done up to the Lord and ask, what am I doing? Is it fitting? Is it glorifying God? Is it what God wants of me? And so this leads me toward a saint that I really respect, Mother Teresa. Mother Teresa lived 40 years with what the spiritual master would call the darkness of night, the dark nights of the soul. For 40 years in her psyche, in her emotion and feeling, she could not feel the presence of God. That doesn't mean that at the depth of her soul, at the heart of her heart, she didn't recognize God. But in her psyche and her emotion, she didn't feel God. But every day, she faithfully come to God. And she called her prayer time is wasting time with God. One journalist interviewed her by asking her, Mother Teresa, how do you pray? And this was her answer. Every time I come to prayer, I smile at God. God smile at me. We laugh at each other. And that's it. I smile at God. God look at me. Isn't that enough? That's the simple key to happiness. Don't be afraid to waste time with God. Don't be afraid to rest well in God. Don't be afraid to be content with what God gives you. And it's hard. So let us begin everything and everything with prayer and learn to rest well in God. Don't say that my work is how I care for my family, is how I pray, is who I am. No. Say that my prayer is my work. Because even if I cannot change other people, I can still lift them up. I can still love them. I can still pray for them. Everything had to begin with prayer. Everything has to end with prayer. And throughout our day, we need to learn how to pray. And I'll end my homily with another example. I give a lot of examples today. One young Trappist monk came to an older monk while the older monk was doing laundry. And he told the other monk, Father, I'm running out of way how to pray. I don't know how to pray anymore. I'm just running out of ways how to do it. The older monk said, let me teach you how to pray. So he took out a small t-shirt and he folded the t-shirt and he said, glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Amen. We can pray in anything and everything that we do, even the most mundane, even the most insignificant moments and encounter. My brothers and sisters, if I have the most important treasure that I want to give to you, the most important advice that I can ever give to you, is that I ask you, no matter what, don't give up on prayer. No matter what, no matter how dry it is, no matter how tired you are and how tired I am, don't give up on prayer. Come to God. It's perfectly fine that you and I pour our hearts out to Him, to cry with Him, to yell at Him, to laugh at Him, or just to spend time with nothingness with Him. No matter what, learn to rest in Him and rest in Him well.